चंद्राय राधिकायै सदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सद्भक्ताय नमो भक्त्या विनापराधलक्ष्यै विश्वास्य कामादितरंगमध्यै कामै त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना हृदे नमस्ते शरणार्थिने भजामि राधामरविन्दनेत्रां स्मरामि राधां मधुरस्मितास्यां वदामि राधां करुणाभरस्रां ततो मम नास्ति गतिर्नुपाति। मैं हिंदी में बोलूं, हिंदी में समझेंगे लोग?
नो वन ट्रांसलेटर?
नो ट्रांसलेटर। I wanted to speak in English or Bangla, but I'm seeing no translator. So I'm trying to speak in very poor English language, poor and poor English. If you try to catch my mood, not English literature. Today it is very possible. It's the first day. And happy day that you have all assembled here. Today is Vishwarupa Khosh Day.
Festival
of Vishwarupa. Who are Vishwarupa? I will tell one very simple something. I will tell only some few words. Because you know everything more than me. The life history of Swamiji, how he preached everywhere in very short time. What are the speciality of Swamiji, you know more than this. So I am telling something. Today is Vishwarupa Mahotsav. Who is Vishwarupa? Elder brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nimai Prabhu. He used to go to the class of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya. Who was Advaita? Advaita means one with Krishna. And Acharya means he was Acharya of Bhakti culture. So he was Advaita Acharya. He was the first learned person. Anyone who joined his school, his class, it was surely that he will be converted into very big Vaishnava. Vishwarupa Prabhu is Baladeva Prabhu. But not fully. Baladeva Prabhu, Vishwarupa Prabhu, was the son of Vasudeva coming in the home of Devaki Devi. And Nityananda is the son of Vasudeva Prabhu, being in the home of Rohini. Some difference. In the home of Devaki was always in Mathura, and Rohini living in Mahabal with Yashoda. So the home in Rohini was in school, and home in Devaki was far. As Krishna's part in Devaki and full Satchidananda Tattva in Prajendananda in Yashoda. So Vishwarup was part of Baldev, being in the womb of Devaki, and he came in the shape of Vishwarup. He took sannyas today. Being in the school of Advaita Acharya, he knew that this world is not always.
It is not eternal.
Not eternal. And full of misery. Anyone can never be happy with it. All kinds of worldly things in this world. And we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are Krishnadas. So hearing all these things, Vishwarup determined that he should be, he should take sannyas and serve Krishna. He left the home when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a very little baby, at the age of only 5-6 years. Father was not alive at that time, only mother was there, and it was very hard to manage his life, earning and everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Vishwarup went anywhere and took sannyas and went to South India, when Vishwarup's mother became so unhappy, father went away, and he ordered Nimai that you serve mother always and give me pin that Gaya. He tried to follow, went to Gaya, give pin, but pin to give pin was not a main thing. To have a connection with Vaishnava was main thing. He met there Sita Turipa and he took Diksha, initiation. Initiation, as we think that it is a fact of only one day when Guru will call us and we will go, and here we chant mantras and we are now Dikshitas, are our work of taking initiation is over. In only 1 hour or half an hour or in 10 minutes, by fire and giving separate faith or mantras. But it is not true. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got Gopal Mantra from his Gurudev, and this was beginning thing. Then he came home and tried to follow this Guru. So next stage, he went to Kantak Nagari and took sannyas from Keshav Bharati. But initiation was not stopped, not finished. Work was going on. After taking gender and cloth and leaving everything in world, all prakash, all kinds of desires, worldly desires, and also desire for Vaikuntha, also desire for Ajodhya, desire for Dwarka and Dwarka and Mathura, also desire for all things which are in Vrindavan also. Desire of serving Krishna, Dasharath, also living the desire to serve Krishna as a Sakha, also the desire to love Krishna and to serve Krishna as a father and mother, Vatsalaras, everything to bear, to give up. Otherwise, Brahma Prem, Gopi Prem, Milat hai, and Chaitanya Prabhu has come only to give this. So, his taking sannyas or taking initiation was not completed. Then he from Puri went to South India, and on the bank of Godavari he met Rai Ramanand. Rai Ramanand was lost. He was only Vishakha Sakhi, and in his association he got God that thing. How to realize it? He knew everything at first, because he was Krishna. Krishna is ocean of love, ocean of praise. But he has no realization of Gopi Prem. What Prem in Gopi, or especially in Srimati Radhika, how she loves, what is his pranay, what is his mahabhav, that she loves me more than me, what I love to Radhika. So he went in South India and met Rai Ramananda, and as a Lalit Vishakha Sakhi, he completed his course of initiation. So you should not know that Diksha are initiation of one day. At first day, we have some given name in the register. Only beginning, no reading, nothing, no class at all. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Gaya up to Godavari bank, he had to go through many stages. So we'll have to completely do like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu follows this Vishwarup Mahotsav. He told his associate that I am going to see where Vishwarup is to discover.
Going to search for this.
To search for Vishwarup. But the actual thing was not this. There are so many reasons to go there. Even the source, general people, that I am going to search Vishwarup. But she was going to instruct of Gopi Prem, what she has to give. And it will be only found in Rai Ramananda. And to preach everywhere Krishna name. What is preaching? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu It did not told Gita. It did not told Bhagavat at that time to general person. To a light jungle, At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stands and tells them that I am reading Gita, you should take lessons, take my cloth, will they were qualified to take Gita?
Nothing.
She chanted loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Pahima, Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav, and all were After this, Srila Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and all Goswami translated Gita and did all these things. This Jiva Goswami made of this sampradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows. He only chanted Krishna everywhere. He has not wrote any book, anything. But afterwards, our acharyas needed it and thought that it is very neat to write books. What is name? What is Krishna Prem? How is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why he came? And what he gave? So, all these things were completed by Sanatana Sarup Damodar, Larup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, after that Vishwanatha Gorti Thakur, Narottam Thakur, and at last by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and now Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami has translated so many authentic books, Gita, Srimad Bhagavat, Upanishads, and so many books. Now,
that we have 11 senses, including mind. By this, today, Ekadasi. Will always be one to be nearer Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if all senses are serving him, mind remembering, ears hearing Hari Katha, eyes seeing deity, head doing pranam to Bhagavatam and deities and devotees. Mouth, tongue, speaking Harikathas and doing kirtan, Nam Sankirtan. Face coming here, this is now a tirtha, very strong and sacred tirtha, where Harikatha Srimad Bhagavatam is going on. So coming to this place, and doing action and all other things. By doing being all endeavors and activities, you will surely be with God. There are two gains in this. We can gain by two different ways. Outwardly and inwardly. Inwardly, this very day, if you go to see, we can see from today, ocean coming up, and so big it waves. Gradually up to full moon or new moon. Why? Because moon has some concern with water. So we have water in our body. So if you are not controlling anything, that any disease in your body, it will increase from that, from today, Ekadasi, and up to full moon or new moon. Surely, if you are fasting solely, then moon has no bad effect. But if you are taking grains, chapati, roti, and bread, water so much, then it will affect so much. You can go and take the accounts of the big hospitals. You will see that so many more patients are dying from this today and within full moon of that. And after you said that not normal. No? Why? We know this, that any rogue can go up and they will may die. So if you are not taking anything, then anything, all things will be controlled and good effect will come. Your body will be very strong and very halka, healthy and light. Your digestion will be okay. And if you are not controlling, that is, you are taking so much bread and all these things, these are like blotting paper. If you are taking water, it will go. It will come as a urine or anything, sweat. Like if you are giving anything on any stone or any oil cloth, they will go away. But if there is a cotton, heavy cotton, so much cotton, and you are giving water, it will not dry. It will take so much days to dry. If you will do like this, even there is water there. So grain, chapati, roti, oh, so much thanks to you. Come on, come on. So happy that. Like Prabhupada used to tell, that all are inspiring me to tell Hari Katha, Hari Katha. If none was there, to whom I could have spoke Hari Katha. So I think that I am so much indebted to you all that you are making me, inspiring me to tell Hari Katha.
Now,
give water to cotton, then it will take so much water. So grains and chapatis and bread or anything prepared by grains, then it will like that. So it will take, consume so much water, and moon has a bad effect and it will take it out. So disease may come. So to control our rishis, mercy, there were realized in these things. Either in this worldly things and either in spiritual things. Both. So it has been told that we should not take anything. If you are not taking grain, and if you are so much hungry and you are the male and female of Kali Yuga, no harm, you can take some water. Some juice, but not in minute. This is Angur Ras. And after Rabadi, you know, then Malai came. Then mango juice. and that at the so many things. And aloo dum, you know, in India, aloo dum means?
Tomato.
Oh, there is no word. And taking and taking, 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 taking. Then it will be bad effect. So you can say, just 2 times in a day, water. And if you cannot do, then you can take some fruits, vegetables, only 1 time. When? Even 6 times. And if you cannot do, even you are feeling so weak, then you can take 2 times. And water or any liquid thing, very little. Not so much. Otherwise, there is no food of ekadashi. You know? See, and also, it is worldly things, but it is good for our health. Also, it will be saved so much. For poor person, it may be saved that if you are taking only water, nothing else, then nothing, no. But if you are taking so many things, juice, this, that, and dry food here, there, then it will cost so much. So you have to follow these things. And for internal and spiritual, if you are hearing only one name, or chanting and remembering Krishna, in the council of so many devotees, then quickly you will develop your Krishna brain. Quickly. So, Krishna has become the first Ekadashi for us. That if Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati will initiate anyone, then Ekadashi will give fruit. Nothing like this. Anyone without cost and creed and anything, any line, demarcation line, anyone follow, he will gain internally and outwardly. You know the history of Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj engaged in worldly world. He was not renowned sannyasi or brahmachari. He was a very great ruler, very big king, wife and daughters and sons and anything, so much thing. Great khajana, treasure. So much sanyadal, army, so many commanders, so many priests. But even he was more superior than Durvasa Rishi. He was Brahma Jnani. He can give any that he should happen just now God. Anyone can die. If anyone dies, he will tell, oh, sprinkle butter. Come on. Why you are here? He may come. But even he was more superior. And he was doing this. And he wanted to test Durvasa. And you know this history, I am not going to tell. So he was defeated like that. He thought that I'll have to give honor to Ekadashi, not to any Brahma Jnani or Yogi or anything. He wanted to give respect to both. But first there was some contradiction. He preferred that Ekadashi should be more honored than this class of Brahmins. No? So you know this. Also you know the history of Chitrangad and Dharmangad. Dharmangad was a king, Rukmangad, king and son, Dharmangad. Rukmangad was a very big emperor, and he was observing Ekadashi, not taking anything. Before Ekadashi, in night, not taking, in morning what he has taken. And after that, no water, nothing. Second down at Ekadashi. Why? Fully. He took some Mahaprasadam after all and worshipping Krishna. And Ekadashi. But you cannot follow all. So something has been given, but concession has been given. But you don't take Najat Hazamatuthaw. Disadvantage of this.
Undue advantage.
Try to follow as much as you can do. So he was practicing like that, and he used to make announcement that my whole praja, my whole subject should obey me, and they should observe Ekadashi. All he used to do. When he became older, he gave his kingdom and all things to his boy. What name? Rukmanga. And then he left his kingdom, and he wanted to go in dense forest and chanting remembrance. After 50 years, he went and he was doing all right, everything. But one day, a very beautiful teeny age, a girl came. She was half naked, taking some flowers from this plane, and he came in front of him. King told that, "Oh, you are so beautiful. Who are you? And why you are coming here?" She told that, "I was searching my husband, but in whole world I never seen any that I can marry him. But now I am seeing you, oh, so beautiful, young. Though your age is 50, but you are like 16 age. So I like to marry." And that king told me, "Oh, I have left all these things, but you are so beautiful that I cannot neglect you. So I also want." Then the girl told that if you are married, then you'll have to come to kingdom again and to be king. Oh, and no, I will obey you. She told that you'll have to obey me. If anything will be, I will tell you, and if you will not obey, then at once I'll quit you, divorce you, and I will go to anywhere. King told that, "Yes, I will try to obey you always and always. I will not neglect." Then he told, he sent any message to his son that I'm returning with my new wife. When son heard this, he became very joyous that now my father is gone. He told to his mother, "Mother, king is coming with new marriage wife. So you should not think that I am queen. You should treat her like queen, like your elder sister, and try to serve both. And I will also try to do. Now it is very hard to if any wife will see that his husband is smiling and talking to any girl, especially teeny, especially so beautiful, Then there is this option. What to do? And if they will see again, then they may suicide, or that they may anything. They get poison, they may give poison to his husband also, and that beloved also. Anything they can do. All intelligence go away. But see, Queen himself came with his son, and he took aarti of both, and took dust eyes of husband, and he told herself that I am their dasi, may serve him like this. He used to serve them like king and queen, and he gave up his false ego that I am queen, always giving preference to them, and some like so. We should try to be a wife like this. If our husband is talking, smiling, anything, that what harms to you? Any harm? If he is loving that and that also both. Krishna used to have so many pills. I think that Rukmini has not objected. Has she? Or Satyabhama? No. She used to have some man with Krishna, not to all his sisters. No. Some man. And in this sphere, transcendental, not all these things, but something. So they were in this term. And when Ekadasi came, then his son Dharmangat was declaring everywhere that tomorrow is Ekadasi. All should observe. Then new queen told to his husband, oh, what is this silly thing? What is Ekadasi? We should not do Ekadasi. I will not follow, and you should not follow. Because things should be very, very smart and very strong, and if you will fast, then we will be so weak, and you cannot control the kingdom. So you must take this. Then husband told, I cannot give up Ekadasi. I must follow. Observe Ekadasi. And you should try to also observe Ekadasi. She told that, I'm calling all the Brahmins, and they should come. And if they are telling that king should take observe Ekadasi, then you can observe Ekadasi. And if they are telling that there is no rule regulation in Shastra for observing Ekadasi for king or very any ruler, then you will have to. He told that you son, invite them. And all Brahmins came, and in the meantime, in the night, she gave so much bribe to them, Brahmins. Especially in Kali Yuga, Brahmins became very greedy. They can give up anything if you will give them some Indian 1 rupee even. They can give anything. So they were greedy, and they took so many golden coins, and they declared that a king should not do Ekadasi. Anywhere in Shastra, in Bhagavatam, in Gita, or Puran, never it has been told. It has been only told for widows, those who are so too much old, they cannot digest for them. And that old person, they who cannot sit like this, no digestion, they are going to die, they have nothing to do, for them it is. Those who are married, the wife should not take. Those who are husband is alive, they should not take. And the little girls should not take. Boys should not take. Only the person who are widow, like, and for ladies they are widow, they can take it. But but for ruler, a king like you, never it has any rule for thee. Then she became so happy and told that you should follow all the Brahmins. He told that not any of any among them, any is not Brahmin. I will not follow them. They are greedy, I know. They don't know the scripts and anything. Then she told that if you are neglecting me, then at once I am giving up you and I am going to my place, my father's home. He told that you can do, no harm. Then when she became ready to go, in the meantime that old thing came, the mother of Dharmanga, first marriage, she came and she requested and he felt his head on the new queen's feet. Why you are doing so? You are my sister. I'm giving you good suggestion. You should try to obey your husband. And he is doing for his very childhood life. You should try to obey. Oh, I can obey. And allow only one condition is there. That if you and king both will kill your son and give me his head in a golden pot as a gift to me, then I can allow that king should do it. Observe Ekadashi. Oh, she became very happy. Oh, very happy. We were doing that. She went to the king and told that you should obey me also, but because I am your wife and good wife. So I want that my son, after 10 years, after 20 years, after 100 years, he will die. So why we cannot kill him for this very big purpose, cause? We will be
transferred to heavenly planet.
माने उसके लिए आदर्श रहेंगे. वी विल बी आइडियल फॉर होल वर्ल्ड फॉर होल टाइम फॉलोइंग द एकादशी. किंग वाज नॉट रेडी. ही टोल्ड दैट आई डोंट लाइक ए वाइफ लाइक हर. ही शुड गो अवे. बट एनी हाउ दैट क्वीन पेसिफाइड देन दे केम रेडी एंड हियरिंग दिस the son, Dharmangat, became so happy, so happy. My life is successful. I'm serving my father and mother. Two mothers I'm serving. So he gladly accepted. And when they came to cut his head, at once that girl was changed. As a deity. And at once, dharma came. Not Krishna, but any manifestations of Krishna. Dharmaraj came at once and took his hands. Don't do. I have sent this girl to only to test, and you have passed the examination. Ekashi told that lady, Moini, you are passed in examination. But I want one thing, that if anyone will take grain in Ekadashi, too much eating, anything, his all good karmas, activities, the fruit of all those, I should get. If anyone doing that, in Ekadashi, if anyone taking grain, then all kinds of sin should come in that person and his all good should come to me. And she was Mohini Devi. So you can see the how grateful this is. You are not realizing this fact. Anyone should know that Ekadashi is the mother of bhakti. If any observing in the right way Ekadashi, bhakti automatically comes.
anyone in this world, whether he is in Vaishnava or not Vaishnava, anything, no demarcation, anything. But if they will do like this, what I told, surely they will be happy and also they will be gaining bhakti more and more. So on Ekadasi, by Ekadasi senses, 11th sense, we can do Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Satkham, Vividanam, more than that. We can do 64 kinds of bhakti a day. Nothing. Today I will take leave from my office. Worldly affairs. From beginning, in morning, doing aarti, until night, I will never do any worldly things. Not taking any drink. Oh, very easy. And always reading Bhagavad, hearing Bhagavad, doing all the activities. Certainly we'll gain. I saw in India one day that a cow was dying. Anyhow, she was dying, but soul was not coming out. Her stomach was like a bad thing. So much